Hello, everybody. I am totally. This is not the. This is totally the first time I am recording this. This is me, DJ Kaitetsu, and I'm joined by Tamano Sato.
Hello.
And we have sumo, like real, actual tournament sumo to talk about finally. So we will catch you guys after the intro. So, I guess it's a lone episode. It's just the two of us.
It's just the two of us, like
Yes,
this whole
Tenho is
show.
being a nerd, and it's in like a anime thing going on. Good for him. And other people, they usually show up a little bit later when they realize this is actually on. But yes, should we keep the meaty stuff for later, or should we break down what happened today by like
We
lower
can start.
divisions?
Yeah, I was going to say lower division. I missed Makushita. I woke up for like the end of Judio,
I
so I'm
see.
not fully
I haven't watched it. We'll have to go together reading it because I had
yeah.
like just a busy day. I cannot sometimes watch the longer VODs that are out there, which I'm not gonna say the names of in case the NHA
Yeah.
is in the server or whatever.
Oh.
Ooh. I did watch the top division. Fully legally, of course, like surely. Don't worry
Same.
about it. Legally,
Absolutely.
I email money directly to the NHK every time I wanna see about.
To Japan just to watch the TV to
Exactly. Well,
anyway.
let's actually start with Sandanme, the second to last Sandanme bout, which Tenrose, the Yokozuna's cousin, well, the Hoshoryu's cousin, because number two Yokozuna's, Hoshoryu's cousin, won Okuridashi against a guy, a top rank, like
Yutaka.
he's been a Makushita 8, Hamayutaka. I'm sure he's done stuff. I've just probably not paid much attention. Oh, he won 0-7 last tournament. Tough year. Tough year for him. But yeah, Tenrose won. It's a good start. Let's see what's his name? Hikaru Musashi fought today. No, he hasn't fought today. So he's much lower in Sandame. Tenrose is Sandame 5, and Hikaru Musashi is Sandame 73.
And then Rosai already has been in Makushita
Oh
last time
yes, last
he
time, you're right. Makekushi, I'm
won.
sure he can rebound.
Yeah, it was a 3-4, not like
Yeah.
a 0-7
No,
like
no.
his today.
He faced, I guess, his first, I think is his first accelerated wrestler. He faced Tai Shoho, which was around in Juryo and Makuchi for a long time. But yeah, he faced Tai Shoho last time and lost, so it's fair. Yeah, okay, going into Makushita, we have off if you have it open, you can point to stuff that I go over. Anohibiki, the I guess third most skilled guy in Ajigawa, lost today against Daihisho. Daihisho, who is he?
He's from Oitekaze. I mean, he's
Mitekaze.
quite young.
Oh yeah,
He is,
22. Wow.
yeah, not like the best wrestler. He started like 6 years ago,
Wow. Oh yeah.
but he's a Makushita regular.
I guess. Cool. Well, Anohibiki is still younger than him, even only 19.
Oh yeah.
Still struggling to get a foothold in Makushita. Only one Makushita Kachikoshi out of four, if we include this one. So only out one out of three so far in total. But I'm sure he'll improve with age.
Hopefully.
Then hopefully. That's a big one. Then we have, I guess the next interesting one is Toki Tenran. Yes, he was a Sandan. I think he's the first Sandanme 90 Tsukadashi. They changed it from being a Sandanme 100. He's now Sandanme 90. 90, Tsukarashi from 2024,
Outstanding.
debuting 2024, and has been middling in Makushita, which I guess is expected.
Going 1-6, so that's kind of rough. Yeah, Makushita is just crazy tough to get through.
It is the meat grinder. It is the big block. I am pretty sure that even in like after wrestlers retire, it's quite like a big thing, like being a Makushita man. So it's kind of like it's
Most.
what despite obviously not getting salaries or proper salaries, Makushita's kind of like you're the real a real sumo wrestler in their view. Like Sandame and Lower seems to be kind of like okay, what are you doing? Kind of things, which I don't think I agree with, but that's a tangent for another.
And like most wrestlers, their biggest match were the ones that got them through Makushita and into Judo. So that just tells you when it's that hard.
To get through Makushita and out of it.
Waka Takamoto lost
Oh.
the Onami brother,
Yeah.
who just cannot get through
No.
Makushita.
He
His younger brother
lost.
got all the talent.
Yeah. The two youngest. Well, the middle one had to looks like he was a late bloomer. The youngest one was just more talented. Waka Takamoto lost the always kind of disappointing Hokuten Kai, the Mongolian from Onoe. And like now he has actual training partners, which is good. Because Onoe, for some reason, if I go to Banzuke and I look into Onoe people, a bunch of new recruits went to Onoe, and I just don't know why. But like Inami, Haruyama, Shiroma, those three, they like debuted close together in year. I think they all debuted in 2023, 2024-ish. And he just shot up to Makushita. So like Onoe is like an interesting future place, I think, in the future.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. I guess Inami lost his one. Spoiler alert, Inami lost in the top of Makushita. I will see you against who later. But these three, they did join and just kind of shot up to Makushita and have been kind of stalling there. Yeah, all three of them, really. Interesting. Inami was Makushita's sixth highest rank. He's now back at his highest rank. Haruyama has been Makushita 10, and Shiroma has been Makushita 18. So they have been good. Okay, well, going back to actual matches. The Mongolian from Sakaigawa, Sadano Hikari, which is also a veteran in some sense. Oh, a long time veteran, 11 years in sumo.
He's like 30.
Wow. He lost his first against Oyamato Umi, a guy from Yamahibiki. Surprising.
And like 10 years, 10 years veteran, this guy.
Wow. Who, Yamahibiki or the Yamahibiki guy?
The guy he lost to, Oyamatomi.
Oh yeah, Oyamato Umi. Yes, that guy. So yeah, both have been in sumo a while. Interesting.
10 years. Crazy. And former Makuuchi wrestler Bushozon lost to Awano
No.
Kuni. To Awano Kuni, who is part of the Takadagawa Beya,
Right.
Ryuden, Shodan no Umi, and all those guys. So he has been, Makushita mainstay for quite some times now, Awano
You
Kuni.
see,
And
a former jury match, Tsushima Nada versus Yuma happened with Yuma winning it. And then we kind of go quickly up. We have Tochimaru, which is also former jury, losing to Asakayama's Obara, which is nice. Obara has kind of been on a upward trend recent years. Last year he got four new highest ranks in a row at the top of Makushita, again after again stalling kind of to the middle of Makushita, sadly. Then Daikosho, who is the brother of Daikisho, I know that. joined last year and has been doing really well. I do think Daikisho, no, sorry, Daihisho, sorry. But there's a Daiki show as well somewhere on the bun screen. I know that.
Yeah. From Oitekaze.
Oh yeah, also up. He's Makoto 12. He has joined before, like earlier than his brother. He's 25. Daikisho is 25 now, and won. And after an injury that took him out of four tournaments, basically a year, he won back-to-back lower division championships.
Yeah, back
So
to back.
he's back in a new form.
Yeah, great year so far for him, but he lost today.
Ikarigata,
So,
I saw Ikarigata's match on Instagram, and he
what?
did. It was a good scrap, and he did well. He won that one, obviously.
Oh, I did not see that. Nice
Yeah,
to
no, I
hear.
saw a random video on Instagram, and it was a difficult, like it was a tough match, but he got it. Next, 18-year-old Fukuzaki. Makushita Tsukedashi as well is rebounding from his Makekoshi last time with a win by arm block throw Totari against a very bulky Satoru Fuji.
Satoru Fuji, he just cannot do it.
No,
Okay.
he's he something happened and he's not showing the same promise he showed like a year or two ago.
It's been 2 years and he has been at the top of Makushita for nearly all of that. Basically shot up through Jon Okuchi and Jonidan. And really fast stayed in the top 20 to 15 in Makushita, but just cannot get a good record
No.
when he gets in the single digit Makushita, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
So yeah.
I don't know. Then next we have the ever so round Chiyomaru veteran still kicking about, which is happy to see. I don't know what he's expecting. I don't know what to expect from him, really.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. I don't know why he's still around in a way. I guess he
Yeah.
just doesn't have other plans, doesn't really want to stop.
He started in 2007.
Oh my God, this guy.
That is so long ago.
And he took a while to get to Juryo. He only got Juryo in 2013, which is almost
Yeah.
7 years after that. Is it 7? Yeah,
Yeah.
it is 7 years.
Yeah, more than 7 years.
No,
Just
less.
grind. No, it's over 6 years at least.
Yeah, over 6 years.
Yeah, just grinding
Grinding.
and grinding.
But yeah, he had to grind to Junidan. Grind to Sandame. Grind to Makushita for like 3 years, and then he got it finally, and he stayed, and he's awesome, and now he just got too old. I'm
Yeah,
surprised he didn't
indeed.
retire in 2024. I guess maybe he's waiting for maybe a Kabuto to pop up, which is not gonna.
And yeah. And like it's not like he can get that much money just staying there, you
No.
know? 'Cause
Yeah.
like there's one junior title on his name, no any
Yeah.
prize, no kenboshi,
Hasn't been
no.
Sanyaku. He is like I tend to forget, but he has a brother. He
Yeah,
who is
Chiyotori.
it? Chiyotori was
Yep.
like the better brother. He has like two.
Yeah.
He has one Juryo and one Junidan. Championships
Maybe
was
more
like
soon.
Komusubi.
Yeah.
Is he a Noyakata now? I think he
I
is.
think he's part of Kokonoebe.
Yeah, he must be. Is he say? I think he's still. If he is, I think he still is. I'm pretty sure he's still. He is.
Yeah.
Nishikijima. I'm pretty sure he's a borrower. Not sure.
Probably.
I think he might not be anymore. But I think he borrowed for a while, but maybe he's not anymore. Let me actually check on the Kabu.
Yeah.
Nishikijima.
This kind of stuff is a bit too deep for me to know.
Oh, is it too deep for you?
So
Fair. I
I stop at
think he's a
that.
borrower. I think he's a borrower. Yeah, that's very deep. So Let's not get into Kabu talk. Not this episode. We can have a Kabu talk episode.
We can.
We
It's
had
just
it
something
like we
I
had like
did.
it. Well, if we don't have anything else to talk about, which it's gonna happen soon, we can go over Kabu talk again because we did a little bit of Kabu talk about Takarafuji, which was nice. Yeah, Nishikijima Chiyotori is boring. He's alongside the borrowers in at the bottom of the Toshiyori list. So yeah, he's the borrower. So he doesn't have a couple. So I don't suppose his brother is gonna get a couple either.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
And then Daiki Sho, who we just talked about, lost to Shohoryu, a former bolt twirler, but not anything much to talk about there. Shimano
What's
Umi,
that?
who I did say I think I did say I like I would have given like I would have bet that he was gonna retire once hitting Makushita because he was just like being saved at the bottom of Juryo every single tournament. He looked like he was gonna fall until he
Yeah,
fell
just
like July.
crazy.
Yeah, no, it was hilarious and frustrating to see him like hogging that Juryo spot, not by any of his fault, mind you, though, like the Bunsuke
Yeah.
committee just like wanting to keep him there, and it was hilarious. Yeah,
It was like
he
pretty
won against Matsui.
Matsui.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like Shimanomi, we've been, at least I've been, saying he's gonna retire for like the whole year, I think.
That's what I mean. Like he went 3-12 in January, and I thought, okay, so surely he's gonna retire. But then he got a Kachikoshi, so I'm like, okay, fine, maybe another tournament. And then in J8, like after, and then in May, he went 5-10, and I'm like, okay, maybe now. Got saved by not falling to Makushita. And then went 3-12 at the bottom of the dream. Like, okay, finally he's gonna retire. He hasn't. Went to Makakoshi in Makushita, didn't retire, and now it's still here. And I don't know what to make of it. And I'm very curious. Because I
I
am
don't
pretty
either.
sure he has a Kabu. I think he owns the Izutsu Kabu. Yes, which is the what Akiseyama is borrowing, so I think he's waiting on it. He doesn't want to force Akiseyama to leave the association. Because Akiseyama, I know for certain, is borrowing the Izutsu stock. He cannot own the Izutsu stock. He has like
And they're former stablemates, so yeah,
they
it's
are.
kind of weird relationship. Like, I don't want my friend to go, but like my knees are broken.
Yeah.
So
I
I
think
don't know.
there's news like actually saying that he borrows it from Shimanomi, even if it's not. I don't know. It does say that he's borrowing it from him, which I do believe.
Yeah.
Funny story. Once, when I was still getting into sumo, Akiseyama was in Makuuchi, and for some reason, I think I saw some. Either it was a typograph, or I just confused it absurdly, and I thought for my life for like a couple of months that Akiseyama was like 29. And was just coming up to Makuuchi, and I think I was just confused by how it worked.
I mean, he was 29 one day,
One day,
but
yeah, fair.
even when he was, I guess he was not looking like a 21, 29-year-old guy.
Probably not. Probably not. Unfortunately for him, I don't. I would say probably not. What he is not.
Because
What
like,
is he now? I think he's over 30.
oh yeah.
Ooh. Okay, this he is 40 now. In July, he had his 40th birthday. Congratulations to Akiseyama. Very late.
Because I saw a
When he
documentary about him,
was.
and like in high school, he still looked like a 30-year-old man.
In 2010, he looked like a 30-year-old man. So I guess that's
Yeah.
our answer. 11, like 15 years ago, he looked like a 30-year-old. Which is exactly 30. He was 29 actually in this photo. Yeah, he does not look 29, unfortunately for him. Which is fine. Doesn't matter really in the grand scheme of things. It's just curious to think about. Anyway, this is a weird tangent. Okario, probably the coolest ever combination of kanji ever, won against one of my boys, Tanjiro, unfortunately. But you
I'm
know.
fine, okay, my guy. I don't care. I'm
Okay, fair.
happy.
Yeah. I mean, Big Flower Dragon is the coolest thing in the world.
That is
I was
pretty
just talking
cool.
about it in like the RIO sumo spoilers.
Yeah, I saw things, but I was not reading that much. It means that's so cool.
Yeah.
That's badass.
Yeah. Probably gonna be Sekitori at some point. He's pretty
Hopefully.
good.
Yeah, he's good.
Tenshou has been Sekitori for like three tournaments, and I am sad that he's not back there yet. Although he's coming back from like three consecutive Kachikoshis, which is nice. Which means he'll probably lose this one, honestly. I don't think for some reason single Jiu-Jitsu Makushita is just another meat grinder on itself. It's like double meat grinder.
Yeah. It's the
People
meat
don't
grinder
seem to
of meat
stick at the
grinders.
top of Makushita for long.
Yeah. It's
And
either you go
then,
through or you're done.
exactly. I am a believer on that. I think if I had
Yeah.
a way to track all people who went through Makushita 90 to Makushita 1, see how much time they spent there and how much time, and then like how their career went after they got there. I think like the people who spend less time there go up more quickly. I'm pretty sure. Instead
So
of,
just
or
look. Just yeah, go for
no, yeah, I'm just saying, I don't think anybody gets there and sticks there. Either they go
Yep.
up or they go down, which is very redundant to say in sumo, but like you will go up or down, but like staying that same like nine ranks ring, I think is very difficult. I think people just go straight back down to like middle or go up to judo.
Yeah.
I just think it's really hard.
The
Seems very
best
hard.
example, the best example I have for how hard it is, and I say it often, is Shonan Nomi, because he has been in the meat grinder of Makushita for years, like literal years, and from when he left Makushita to his Makuuchi debut, it was three bashos. He stormed through Juryo after that. That just shows you how hard it is, and the fact that it's such a reduced fight, you only have seven. It's really hard. Any loss just can kill a momentum down there.
Oh, yeah, he did. Like what I think is like the life surrounding a lower division wrestler is just so busy and like so tiring and like no breaks or like I think he must be like I'm sure they have breaks and I'm sure some Heiya different than the others have like more of a work-life balance, as much of a work-life balance when your life is your work literally
Yeah.
can have, but like I do think that like having the burdens of being a lower division wrestler lift and lift up like changes everything
Yeah.
for some guys for most guys probably anyway so yeah going back to Bakushita because we are Jesus, 20 minutes in, you haven't left Makushita.
That's why you're sleeping over
Oh
it.
yes, I am sleep talking. This is not me even thinking. I'm just going over it. That's what happens with real Makushita. I, because of the time of the night, it's just I cannot watch you live. Yoshi, a early promise, and then grinder in Makushita guy. Common
Yeah.
story. Got his first match against Inami, which we were talked about before. Miya Nokazu, the tiny man from Nakamura, got his first win against Daiyamami, but he does tend to dominate Daiyamami 5-0 to the tiny
Oh
man.
man.
Yeah. And this is his consecutive win by Shitate Hinari. Effect.
Nice.
Yeah. And then Otsuji, a two-time Juryo guy, got his first win against Takakento, which is a Juryo veteran-ish. He's kind of like that,
Yeah.
what I've just talked about, he's kind of like that. He's a Juryo grinder, actually. And then he fell down because of injury, came back up, and now it's toiling again to get to Juryo. Which is very close to a bare Kachikoshi will get him there, actually.
Yeah.
which is,
Hopefully, because I like him.
I don't care really about him. Good for him, I guess.
Yeah.
Cool. And half Sekitori, half Toriteki match. That's a fun word, Toriteki. It's the word to mean a lower division wrestler. I didn't know it until like a couple years ago.
I did not know it before a couple seconds ago.
Yeah, Toriteki, a low ranking. Is the lower is the I think is the Japanese word for a low division wrestler, and it's much easier to say. Problem is, no one knows about it, so people in English don't use it, and so it's hard to transmit what you're trying to say. But yeah, it's
Yeah.
these kanji he this Japanese writing here. I'll put in the voice box in case anybody comes and actually reads it. But yeah, it's Toriteki, which it's fun. It's fun to know new words.
I'm trying to remember that. That's
Yeah,
cool.
Toriteki. It works because Sekitori, Toriteki. You know, it's the same. The final ones and the other one they go together. And then Juryo, who I have to catch up because I just seen something in the list, which is very exciting. We'll get to that in 2 seconds because I want to rush that. Kyoko Kayu, the disappointing Juryo debutant from last tournament, loses, unfortunately. I say this as kind as I can say because I like his belt color. It's a beautiful blue, and I don't know. Like, he was disappointing. He came up really quickly. Ish. In sumo terms, he came up to Julio really, really quickly. Every Kachikoji that he has either been a 5-2 or above in the lower divisions. He did get a 3-4 once, but his Kachikojis have either been a 5-2 or a 6-1 or 7-0 once. Like this guy, he's actually cracked, and then he goes 6-9.
Yeah, he's good, but I guess we're gonna see him back though.
He
Like, I
will.
don't.
He is 25, which is not a year in sumo terms, but he has a long time to fight, and he will get his foot there. I'm sh quite sure.
Yeah,
But he does
hopefully.
give the 22-year-old Wakanosho a win. Gives. He loses to Wakanosho. And then Shiden, a veteran of sumo in general, not necessarily, it's becoming quite a Juryo veteran actually, loses to the newly named Fuji Ryoga, who was Goshima last time.
Yeah, that was like a train wreck for Shiden.
I didn't watch that. I'll take you for that word.
Like Fuji Yoga just walked through Shiden.
Mean, Shiden, he has two bad knees and he is quite short, even if he has a bit of weight. And
Yeah.
then Asa Suiryu, the brother of Asa Koryu, won against debutant Himukamaru, which is I'm still get trouble saying both these new junior shikona, Himukamaru and Fuji Ryoga, they're very different shikona. I
Yeah.
don't know why. I think the muka in Himukamaru and the ga, the like ending in ga for Fuji Ryoga is quite different. I don't see it a lot. So I think it's
I feel like
Oroga, but like
to me it's the Rio. It's the Rio because I'm used to Ryu,
that's
but
true,
the
that's
Rio is
true.
weird.
Ryo,
I
yeah, that's true.
don't know
That's
if I like those chicken or not. I don't know.
I like that they're different and the kanji are very
Yeah.
unique. I'll say that. I don't mind. I really don't mind. And then Kitanowaka, a returner finally to the salaried ranks after a while. He was the one who like kind of promoted sumo to London when like doing a visit there, like at the beginning of the year or like last year. Fell down and couldn't participate, but he's back in junior.
Yeah, that was kind of sad.
It is kind of sad, but I mean, I don't really care for Kitanohaka. There's
Same, same.
don't care, so fine.
But I saw the match, and all I could think was he looks a lot bigger than the
Really?
last time I saw. I don't know.
Ooh, oh, man,
Because
I'm gonna. Too bad, I'm gonna have to watch sumo again today. That's so sad. I gotta watch sumo, really?
Oh no, because
Do you wanna catch up?
he's
No.
listed. He's listed at 161 kilograms, and I'm pretty sure he used to fight at 140, 150-ish.
Yeah, he fought last
Really
time,
big.
so like about 140, 150-ish. Recently, he
And
did gain, like in May, it says his weight was 156. I think he has been bulking up for some reason. And then the opposite of bulk, Tamasho, who
Yeah.
won. Really, he is the stick bug in the top of, in the
Yeah.
top
I
ranks.
mean, him, Hento Hakuryu, who he defeated, are stickmen
Oh
for
yeah,
sumo wrestling.
Tohaku is not that much.
I mean, it's for a sumo wrestler.
For some wrestler.
There's like five kilograms between those two.
Yeah.
I mean,
And
Tamasho
then,
is just so tall.
this is surprisingly, Nishinori wins, which is cool, but with a Komata Sukui versus
Yeah,
Haku Yozen. And
it
I'm
looked
like,
great.
I need to see that. It's been ages since I haven't seen a Komata
You
Sukui.
want a link or
Send me a link, sure. I want to see that now,
because
rather than later.
I don't know. I watch. I'm not gonna say because we're gonna get banned. But I'm just gonna share it to you, for you.
Share it on my DM so you don't get
Yeah.
into any hot water.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Absolutely, absolutely.
Why you do that? Then a bunch of nothing burger matches with like Hide Noemi win, which like, yeah, he's the Juryo guy. I am pretty sure they will rename him the Juryo. At some point, because he's the Drew. That's all I can say. He's just beating Drew forever.
Tamawashi of Judo.
Hmm?
He's the Timu version of Tamawashi.
Yeah. Okay. Top 5 bouts of that. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I think it's the second to last.
Yeah, second to last. Okay. Let me. Oh, they're breaking it down. Okay. Okay. Let me see that. Okay.
I'm like,
good.
Fuck,
shifts
man,
inside. Nice. And then, oh, grabs the leg and, oh, nice. Grab the leg. Oh, that was beautiful.
Real good.
Very
and
good.
It's Akuyo-san, so I'm glad he lost.
Yeah. He's just there as well. He's another, the Juryo part two, you know.
Yeah.
And then Shirokuma got a win in ages versus his friend, like longtime friend Kayo from like university and stuff. First time he won against Kayo.
Nice.
Yeah, it is nice because I like Shirokuma.
I like him too, and I
yeah.
did not know he never defeated Kayo.
No, he had. I thought they had. He had, but no. Kayo was just like dominating him. And
so
it was recent that he lost as well, so he's maybe improved, or maybe Kayo is kind of like struggling. I don't know. And then, surprisingly, the veteran Nishikigi defeats, which I'm gonna say, I was here in this seat from day one being like, yeah, I knew Takeru Fuji wouldn't go far, and I'm here still in this seat. What's going on? What happened?
Actually, Takeru Fuji got a very good touchy eye, and it looked like he was going to win,
okay,
because he pushed Nishiki Fuji right to the edge. And Nishiki Fuji just said, wait, I can slap him down. And with his right arm, just pushed him like it was a fly. And pushed him to the side, and he fell down.
I see, okay.
Like, it was just, like, Nishikigi just, like, woke up in the middle of the fight and be like, nope, and slapped him down.
Interesting,
so,
interesting.
A bit disappointed for Takeru Fuji, because I like the guy. But... you know, Nishikigi, veteran, you know, I'm not
sad. I'll say that. I'm not sad Nishikigi won. He needs those wins.
Yeah.
And then we have another kind of, I'm guessing it was a very pushy match versus Kotokuzan and Tachitaikai.
I slept through that.
Fair. Yeah, I would have to. And then, oh, Asanoyama loses.
Yeah, that was... Atsuyama got some fire under that belly.
Yeah, well, he was a Sandame Tsukadashi, which fair, Asanoyama also was. But, like, Hatsuyama, he has some skill with the pushes and slaps, and nice for him, I guess.
2 bashos ago, 10 and 5, 9 and 6. Now he gets a win over Asanoyama.
Probably one of the big guys in Juryo, which
yeah.
is Asanoyama, which is like the scary guys. Alongside
yeah.
Takeru Fuji, Mita, Asahakuryu, and like maybe
but,
Fujiseyan, depending on who you ask.
But, yeah, but yeah, Atsuyama really got into it and gave it his all, and yeah,
mm-hmm.
had Asanoyama running around.
Oh, good for Atsuyama. And then I'm sure Genba was reveling into the information that Kagayaki has won again. A round of applause for Tai Seizan for Tsukiyotoshin Kata Kagayaki. And the Inner Mongolian, the Chinese Tai Seizan, is now at one win. I am sure he hopes to make Makoguchi very soon, which I think he has the skill to, and he's 25. But I think he made Juryo, and he got to the top of Juryo, and barely didn't make top division last time because of one loss. So
yeah, he's still in one, he's like one Kachikoshi away. Basically.
He is one Kachikoshi away. And with Meisei coming down, there's definitely one spot in Makuchi. So
yeah,
Makuchi coming down now. Yeah, Meisei's Kyujo, by the way, if you didn't know. I almost missed the news, but he is not fighting, therefore he will be Juryo at least next time. And then we have Asahakuryu and Mita, which I'm sure, which is, I've seen people say it was like a very good match, so you gotta watch that. And Asahakuryu won.
Okay, I would say it was great. The Asanoyama Atsuyama was very, like, was much better. It was
really?
Pretty one sided. It was a good match. But, like, you can see Asahakuryu, he's dominating.
I see.
Is. Like, he's my pick for the Juryo Yusho.
Mm-hmm.
Easily.
And we have one guy which I thought made Makuchi, which is Fujiseyun. I really thought he had at least one time there. Apparently not. Losing against Koto Iho, the guy with the big shiko, which made Makuchi once. Kapo Bashogo. Cool, that's Juryo. That is Juryo. Quick things about Makuguchi, because if not, we're not going to finish this episode on time. I mean, I got to go have dinner. Asakoryu, new belt, finally a red belt, and I think that's awesome. I think that looks awesome on him. Sadano Naomi losing, sad. Oshomi winning, awesome. I was amazed.
Yeah.
And he won pretty cleanly against a massive dude, and Oshomi is kind of short.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty happy. I'm not gonna say anything else. Nishiki Fuji losing to Toki Hayate. It was a pretty good match, one sided for Toki Hayate, to be honest. Nishiki Fuji didn't do much. Tridatoro didn't work as well. Crazy head-to-head between Ryuden and Mita Kyomi, 11 and 2 to Ryuden. And that's crazy. I never realized that.
I mean, they have both been around for so long.
They have, but an 11 and 2 versus Mita Kyomi, that's pretty good.
And
I would say.
Ryuden got 17 wins?
Huh?
Who got it? What it's
17? Ryuden has 11 wins versus Mita Kyomi.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, Mita Kyomi is not his past anymore, but like he, you know, Ryuden fought him in his prime, and he like Mita Kyomi still lost a bunch to him. Very surprising.
That's weird.
The pushing. Yeah. Well. Next, the pushing match of Gonoyama and Tomokaze saw Gonoyama win and Tomokaze fall in a very scary way, which I did not like to see.
There were some bad falls today.
Yes, lots of bad falls, which I was like, oh, that did break something, or like strain something.
Yeah.
Fujinakawa, on the other hand, did awesome. He's got that dog in him. He's got that dog in him. And it's like, oh, ecstatic suho, so good.
Double-digit Magashira is his nest so far.
So far, yeah, that's his.
He can bounce, yeah, he can go higher, but Magashira, double-digit Magashira, he can hang out easily,
yes.
I feel like.
I feel like, too. And he's only going to get better, because he is, like, for some of these people, for Tamawashi, Makaikari, well, Fujinokawa, sorry, Fujinokawa is a child, he's only 20.
Yeah.
So like awesome. He is awesome. I love him. Shishi with a brand new fancy black belt. Lost. It was a pretty good scrap on that one as well. Like I thought Daisha did a great match. That was a good not probably not the best for Daisha because it was a long match, so he probably fought the best, but for us fans, awesome. Awesome match to watch.
Yeah.
And then there was a scary and weird match of Kota Shoho and Tomizaru. And apparently Tomizaru, I was very surprised when Tomizaru apparently won. It made sense when you watched the replay, but Tomizaru had an ugly fall.
Yeah, he rolled over. He was pretty. I thought that would be Monoi, but they didn't call it. So.
No, but I think Kota Shoho did fall before he left, so I think that's fine. King Bozen got a very interesting win against Midori Fuji. It was an interesting win by King Bozen, who is usually pushed through, so he won by Watanabe. So.
Yeah, I was more like I was thinking Midori Fuji was going to get the win.
Me too.
With bro, yeah, and.
No.
Oh, Kim Bozen just overpowered.
Yeah, interesting. The slappy match between Ichimamoto and Abi went as we expected, one of them on the ground. And that was Ichimamoto this time. Churanomi Onokatsu. I think Onokatsu found his middle, like his area, which is the middle of the single ranks, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an okay match. Good for Churanomi. Atamu Fuji, waking up for the first time in ages. He blasted Shodai out, and it was really clean for Atami Fuji, I gotta say. I don't know if you have thoughts on Atami Fuji.
I'm tired of the guy.
Like, fair.
It's just, I want him to do well, and he just keeps on being disappointing.
Fair.
So, like, if he wins, I'm happy. I'm not gonna lie. I like it. I'm happy.
Okay.
But I'm not like,
Fair. And then Yoshinofuji versus Oshoma. I thought Yoshinofuji was gonna, like, kinda dominate Oshoma, because it feels like Yoshinofuji has everything to counter Oshoma's style. But it took him a while to defeat Oshoma, which props to Oshoma. He still lost, but props to Oshoma.
Yeah, I mean, but still. I dozed off through this one, so I did not see it.
It was just like Yoshinofuji kind of struggling to push Oshoma out for a while, and then he pushed him out. Fair, plain and simple. Uren Tamawashi, I'm afraid to say I do not remember the match going.
Ura, it was a pretty straightforward win for Ura.
Okay. Oh, I remember. I thought, like, ooh, Tamawashi looked pretty outfought there. And then I started getting scared.
Yeah, I don't want to jinx it.
No, and we're going to maybe hopefully should not jinx it by not talking about it anymore.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Hiradomi Takanoshi, pretty straightforward from both men. Like, push, 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 and then not moving of them because they're both really strong, and then Hiradomi eventually pushing him out, pretty much. Oho, which a crazy win over Wakamoto Haru, because Wakamoto Haru dominates him, like, 12-3 before this match. And, like, Oho just did a thing, and he defeated Wakamoto Haru very surprisingly.
I hope and I think Oho will have a very good basho.
I could see that. I can see that. I can see next term, you know, like, oh, will Oho make Ozeki? He won't, but it will be cool.
Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? I mean, you know, it's Oho, but let's see. Aonishiki Kirishima par for the course, which is Aonishiki just being ever surprising about his dominance of everyone else except the Yokozunas.
Yeah.
Am I right in that statement? Am I right in that statement?
You absolutely are.
Yeah. And no. To be fair, no. He won against Oshoryu twice. He has a Kimboshi against Oshoryu.
Yeah. I was going to say, actually, no, wait.
Actually, no. He struggles with that's the joke. The joke is that they are rock, paper, scissors because Oshoryu beats Onosato, Onosato beats Aonishiki, and Aonishiki beats Oshoryu. Because he lost twice to Onosato, and I guess that's fine. I guess everybody has lost at least twice to Onosato at this point.
Even Osh.
What?
Yes, even Osh Oryu, I think, lost twice to.
At least twice, surely. Let me see here.
Once.
He has lost. I hate this notation. No, yeah, he has lost twice. One was Fusen, but one was playoff. In regulation, Onosato only won once, but in playoffs, Onosato won.
With
playoffs, he has won twice. But yeah, Hoshida pretty dominantly wins against him. And then Koto Sakura put up some good sumo, which is sadly to say surprising against Wakata Kakari.
I was not ready for that.
No, me neither. I was like, okay, Wakata Kakage is gonna do something. Gonna win?
Yeah, he just overpowered him.
Yeah. Crazy.
He must have been injured. What the fuck?
Yeah. What do you mean the Ozeki won? How do you mean the third best wrestler on the Banzuke win? How did that happen? Yes, it is surprising. It is surprising, dear listener, that I am making a fourth wall break to now. and then the big two of the day, which was Hakuoho just bulldozing Hoshoryu, just threw him out, not threw, pushed him out pretty strongly. And like, I put it on the chat, Hakuoho and Hoshoryu, come on.
when I saw Hoshoryu like stepping back, I was like, oh, it's lost.
Yeah.
I saw the slap down attempt and I was like, dude, it doesn't work. And it didn't work. I hate it.
And hey.
Like, congrats Akuhoho for the Kimboshi. That's good. Like last
it's
time.
It's good for him. It's a third It's a third Kinboshi for him. He has two against Onosato, which is wow.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Like Hakuoho.
Maybe it can make it three. Because he fights Onosato.
Yeah, he will. He is what Maegashira won. He will face, I think him tomorrow. Is
he
that
does,
the
he does. He does.
Ooh, he does, yes. Big match alert.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna be exciting. That's gonna be really exciting, and I'm gonna be disappointed when he loses because it's Onosato. I'm sorry, it is Onosato, and that's just, Takayasu didn't do much. Takayasu lost. I was surprised by the touch eye. He held him back at the touch eye, and I thought, oh, maybe, and then no. And then half a second later, no. Par for the course. Don't have anything to say regarding that.
And the thing is, we were talking, everybody has at least two losses against Onosato. One person does not, and that's Akuhoho.
Ooh, that is interesting.
We talked about it before, and now that we said Akuhoho got two Kimboshis over Onosato, that are their only two fights, I believe. I could be wrong. But I'm gonna check that. But yeah, it's just that's one-sided. So who knows?
Who knows? That is actually crazy. That is crazy.
Actually, Onosato defeated him once.
Okay, it's not one-sided, but like 2-1. For you versus Onosato, that is pretty good.
Yeah, against like the best wrestler around right now.
Yes, it is good. It is
just
good.
A testament to how good Akuhoho can be.
Mm-hmm.
The health, issues.
Indeed. Indeed. Very. Let me look at, actually, to finish this episode, I want to look at Onosato's opponents and see if who he hasn't defeated twice. Other than like few he has defeated once, I'm gonna skip those. Let me see. Who hasn't he defeated twice? Like, who is pretty dominantly Well, let's see. It's hard with these notations from SumoDB. Sometimes they are. I am pretty sure. He has lost twice for Sakoryu, but that one was when they were in Makushita, so I don't think that really counts. But like, it does count. It does count. But like, you know, it's
Yeah.
something to keep in mind. He lost twice. He has an even record against Asakoryu, but Asakoryu hasn't risen high enough to
It's a 2-2.
yeah, to beat him more. Wabi has 3 wins over Onsato, but Onsato is like 6 wins over him, so again, not surprising, so don't think it matters for this. Hakuoho, I am. No, Kuoho, Hoshoryu, I am pretty sure those are the only guys they have a better record against Onosato than them against him. Oh no, Roga won against him once in Juryo,
Oh yeah.
which is was ages ago, but he did. And then Tamashoho defeated him once as well in Juryo, and that was their only match.
no show.
No,
Oh no
no,
show defeated.
Tamashoho, Tamashoho.
Oh yeah, I know, but Oh no show
Oh my
defeated
God,
twice.
you're so right.
I fought twice and Oh
In
no show won.
Makuuchi and Onosho won twice. Wow, props for the guy. Props for
Yeah.
the guy. Crazy. It's like what, four people only then? Tamashoho, Roga,
Takayasu?
no, five. No, Takanasu, no,
Takayasu
Takanasu.
defeated him twice and then lost four.
Yeah, I'm only counting people that have like more wins than him over him, you know.
Yeah, but apart from that, yeah, I
Apart
don't
from that,
think.
yeah, Takayasu has 2 wins, Takanosho has 2 wins, Oho has 3 against him, Kotozakura has 4, Kotoshoho has 3, including a playoff. Including a playoff? Including a playoff in Juryo. Playoff in Juryo. Kitanoaka also. Oh, sorry, no. My bad. Kitanoaka also had a win against Juryo Onosato. And
Against
then.
baby on the
Yeah,
photo.
Kinbozen has won. Kinbozen has 1 win against him. Hoshoryu obviously had. Ichimamoto has won. Hiradoumi has 2 as well. Hoshoryu has 7, as we see. Konoyama has also won, but when it was when Onosato was Sekiwa.
Yeah, and like Kiho, formerly known as Kawazoe, is 1-1.
It is 1-1. Once he won it when he was, yeah, also like the Juryo time between the both between the two of them.
Oh
Yes.
no, yeah, Makushita and Juryo, yeah, right.
Makushita and Juryo indeed. I miss Kawazoe.
Yeah, I mean, he's still.
He's still appearing in photos. I still see him in official Isegahama Beya photos, so he's not gone. He's not run
He's
away.
out for two bashos.
He's out. He's been out for like 4 bashos, and I don't think we've got a proper reason about it.
Yeah, he went 1-4-2 and then pulled out, and then this basho.
And then this basho, which he probably pulled out again. We'll see tomorrow. But dear viewer, this is has been our very quiet and very in long feeling episode where we didn't banter much. We just talked stats.
Yeah.
We just talked stats about Sumo because that's day one, and stats are exciting. Because you think you see trends, but then no, you remember these are just people. And there are no trends. There, the only trend is Onosato is winning. Any final comments, Tamano-sato?
I guess it's very easy to say it's gonna be a Onosato Yusho,
Yeah.
but I actually do not think it will be.
Ooh.
Yeah, I
Any
think it's gonna be runner up.
crazy ideas of who will be?
I might jinx the guy
Okay.
so bad, but I feel like it is time for Aonishiki to go beyond 11-4.
Oh, it is a big tournament, and we didn't mention it, I don't think, this episode, but Aonishiki is an Ozeki run. So, like,
Yes,
I'm
he
pretty
can
sure
finish.
12 and 3 would seal it, 11 and 4 would take him to January, which another 11 and 4 in Sekiwaka would then seal it again.
The thing is, They only count Last Basho as a start. They don't count the Magashira 1
Sometimes they
as a
do. They have in the past.
But base well, from what I heard, the committee said we count the Komusumi.
Okay.
I think
Then, if the
that
committee said we count the Komusumi, then they're probably not counting Magashira, unless he gets the Yushu. I'm pretty
if
sure
he
if he gets the Yushu, they'll probably promote him.
then they might talk about it,
They might talk about
because
it, and they'll probably say no. But.
and I don't mind them waiting
No,
because
because he's what? He's
they might not
21.
have the feet. Yeah. And it's not so much the age, it's the shortness of his career so
Yeah,
far.
fair.
They
I mean, his
want
career is pretty damn good. I don't know about that. I mean, you know.
I swear it is. I understand,
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. But
it's
I
good.
know where they're coming from. And I am happy to wait until January to see if he really he has got that dog in him.
And he will. Like,
He
it's
will.
just a matter of time, really. But yeah,
Well.
I would be happy to see him win the Death Yusho.
Yes, so we'll see. We'll see if Tamano-sato has Jinshin. If he has, we can all just mob Takano-sato. Tamano-sato.
Sorry.
But until then, this is has been me, DJ Kagetetsu, and Tamano-sato. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, Tamano-sato.
Bye.